Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Turn it up. Hello, everyone. Bonjour. Today, a remarkable book in front of me. Pourquoi Paris and YLA, or YLA, Los Angeles, and Pourquoi, why Paris. Remarkably done. Meeting the author, Diane Ratican. Bienvenue. Welcome.
Merci beaucoup, Pierre. I'm honored. I'm delighted. And when I read your background, I was also very, very, as I said to you, intimidated because I'm not an expert in food. I am an ultimate consumer of food and travel and the dining experiences. But I know you have so much experience and knowledge of how you put food together, how you serve it, traveling around the world. All of your experience has just been unbelievable to me. So thank you for having me on.
Merci. Thank you. The book is remarkably, beautifully illustrated, and we need to give our thanks to Eric Geria. Is that
And Nick Liu, yes.
And Nick Liu. I have seen so many books in the 30 years of America's Dining and Travel Guide, but these illustrations are remarkable, to say the least. Don't you agree with me?
I do. What makes the book so different, and I will say, long is the road from conception to completion. When I had the idea of pairing the two cities, I didn't just want to write a book about it, and I didn't want to use just photography, because so many people had already done that, and I wanted to stand out and make it unique and different, and also make it my story, which it is. I chose, out of many, many people, Eric and Nick, and what's so remarkable is they were able to literally feel and experience what was going on in my head when I developed the pairs, and to artistically relate them to each other. That was the most beautiful part of the book, being able to express what's in your soul, in your head, in your heart through others in such beautiful artwork. And thank you very much for that. The art, as you know, is timeless, and every time you go back, I'm sure you see different things in it and feel different things, and that's what I wanted my readers to experience, was that passion, because both cities have that, of course, and memories. For those people that have been to either place, the illustration serves as a book, memories for them, and also as the travel guide, interestingly enough, to different findings and comments that people have made on the website. It's been, oh my goodness, I want to go to every single place that's illustrated in Paris, or see everything that's illustrated in your book on LA, which is fun. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed, Pierre, but at the bottom of each illustration are those little geolocators, the latitude and longitude. that if you put in your Google Maps, up it comes in real time, which is very cool, too. It is a book, as I said, it's very unique. It's different. It really tries to show the differences, but even more important from all my readers, it shows the similarities between the two cities and the going back and forth about how they relate to each other and how much closer they are coming together. I know that sounds really funny, but we can talk about that when you ask me questions about things like that.
But the what is remarkable, Diane Ratigan, what's remarkable, the book is in two languages, English and French.
Yes.
And you can practice your French by just reading.
Yes, it's true. It's true. So that was another positive reason to do it bilingual. The first book was just done in English, and everybody in Paris, it was being sold in Europe, and then Flammarion wanted me actually to do a bilingual version, and turned out to be fantastic because there were French people that didn't speak enough English that wanted to have the book, that wanted to read the book because it was so positive about their city, and very often they think tourists don't find them. They think people are critical of Paris. Believe it or not, the Parisians that are there. And they were in love with it because it was so positive. But for me, why wouldn't it be? I love both cities. Having said that, it is great that it was done in both languages. And I also have to give credit to Nellie Riedel, the book designer, who did an absolutely phenomenal version of designing the book beautifully in the two languages. So it makes it easy to follow in both languages. I have a lot of shout-outs and a lot of thankfulness and gratefulness to people who were really the best of the best, and that's hard to do in this world, as you know.
Diane Ratigan, why don't we begin how you thought of the comparison between that lovely city of L.A., Los Angeles, and Paris? What gave you that idea? How did this all begin?
You really want to know, huh?
Certainly, okay, Diane.
It actually all started with a dress. I know that sounds kind of funny, but it's true. A dress that I bought my daughter, Kimmy, when I was in Paris with my husband. And when I came back to L.A., people would stop us in the street and ask, where did you get that, you know? And it happened so many times, honestly, Pierre. I left teaching. I'd been teaching then, and my training to become a financial planner to start a company that imported designer children's wear. And you call it being an entrepreneur. I didn't know what those words meant at the time. I just did what I thought I wanted to do. And sure enough, the business proved to be very successful. Who knew? That allowed me then, because I loved Paris. I'd always loved Paris from the time I was a student and went there and knew I had to go back. But it wasn't until much later that I had this opportunity to really make it happen. And then it allowed me to follow my dream and have an apartment of my own. Dream accomplished. There was never a time I didn't love Paris, and who knew that I would be so fortunate in life. So because of the business, and even now that I have the place, I go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, I don't know, 4 to 6 times.
You're a lucky person.
I know. I know.
You are
I have a
blessed
wonderful life.
With the ability. Now, for those who are not familiar with Paris, give an idea what they should see and must see. For me, one of the things, and you described that, of course, the River Seine and having dinner while being on the river, floating along through the City of Lights. Bateau-Mouche comes to mind.
Bateau-Mouche, oui.
You remember that?
Of course.
Explain what I'm talking about, would you please, Diane?
I will, and I'll try to talk to you about what the Seine means in Paris, and actually compare it actually to what we have with the LA River here, which is quite funny. There are two things that are relevant in the book. But that Bateau-Mouche are these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful boats that travel up and down the Seine, and people often think of them as just tourist attractions. And it's a beautiful way to see it because the Seine actually divides Paris into the right bank and the left bank, which I do talk about in the book. And each of the arrondissements in Paris that surround and go around the Seine, they're all different. and they're all easy to get to because it's, of course, a smaller city than Los Angeles. But it's not just the tourists that love it. It's the people of the city that actually use it. They go on it. They like to feel the freedom of the water. It's not built, you know, near the sea like over the ocean like L.A. is, where we can just go and that we take that for granted all the time in Los Angeles. So for the Parisians, they enjoy doing that. And there's another cruise, too, that's wonderful through the Canal Saint-Martin. That's less known. I don't know if I mentioned, I can't remember if I even mentioned it in the book. I should have talked more about it because that whole area of Canal Saint-Martin is really growing, up and coming, very hip, very happening. And both of those places are wonderful experiences for Parisians as well as for anybody that, that goes to the city. You get a great idea, you get a great overview, much better than taking a tour bus, and then you can see these, the D'Orsay, is, you can see it from the river, you can see the Louvre. There are, by the way, 37 bridges that you go under. That's the difference in the Seine. And, of course, in L.A., our L.A. River is nothing whatsoever like the Seine. They turned it into a cement aqueduct, and now we are repurposing the river, and Frank Gehry, the architect behind it, to actually utilize the water, make it more beautiful. And
wait just a moment, Diane Levitin will return to the book, Why L.A. and Pourquoi Paris? But none other than the author of a marvelously illustrated and very interesting written book, Diane Levitin, and I will be back in just a few moments on America's Dining and Travel Guide. First hour now, second still ahead. Stay with us.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
My name is Jim. I'm a veteran, and I lost both legs in Vietnam. My victory was proving that a disability is not a limitation.
I'm Julius. I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, it's wonderful to have a person that produced such an absolute remarkable book. Diane Vatican, illustrations by Eric and Nick, absolutely
Eric
outstanding.
Eric Curiet and Nick Liu, yeah.
And well, I understand from our producer that the illustrations in your book are purchasable.
They can buy them. They are. If you people can go on, you of course too, because you love them, can go on the website, ylapourcroisperie.com. You'll see it says buy, and we have stores on Etsy where they can order the prints, Big Cartel, and Image Republic. Image Republic is a wonderful French company that licenses art from very, very famous artists. And when they licensed the art from YLA Pourcroisperie, that was like, oh my God, talk about validation, confirmation, going to heaven, you know, that was amazing. And they're beautiful. I'm so happy about that, that especially that we can share that with everybody. And then I'm also wondering, God, how cool it would be to have some of the artwork on plates and aprons. Can you imagine that? And towels and all those things, you know, when you think about, because it's so decorative. And I think about that because
incroyable,
your experience
incroyable,
is.
Incredible.
Yeah.
You know, those who have never been to Paris, they need to go to the Marais. They have to have dinner at Tour d'Eiffel on 58. And there's so much to see and do that.
There is?
We will take hours and hours. Musée d'Orsay, beautiful museum. Moulin Rouge. Yep. Have you ever been to the Cabaret?
Yes, absolutely. You can't go to that's a highlight. That's something everybody should do when they go there. But Pierre, I wanted to share something with you that I didn't put in the book and I should have. Do you know Paris has an estimated 40,000 restaurants and Los Angeles has an estimated 30,000 restaurants?
Oh, wow.
So that means because Paris is so much smaller than LA size-wise, imagine how many more restaurants there are for people there. It's phenomenal to me at that.
And Monsieur Escoffier gave them some inspiration if you want to eat very luxuriously and formally, and obviously on the many cafes, Champs-Élysées, to sit there and watch the people walk by drink some wonderful coffee or whatever you like and watch that.
That was my last...
Go, Go ahead.
The last line in the part about food was, one of life's greatest pleasures is taking a table at a Paris cafe and watching the city and the people move around you.
That's what we did many, many times.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about L.A. a little bit. And by the way, did you give your website? I didn't quite hear it.
It's the same name as the book. It's YLAPourquoiParis.com. People can just find it. And
YLA and mm-hmm. Pourquoi P-O-U-R-Q-U-O-I, Pourquoi Paris. That's the website.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and if they wanted to just buy the book, go ahead.
I would like you to give an overview of this YLA and Pourquoi. What comparisons? We haven't spoken about L.A. and Hollywood. And mm-hmm. That's an area you also know very well. Go ahead and make the comparison, would you please?
L.A. and Paris are both cities of visual and sensual pleasures of light, color, texture, mood that inspire creativity. And they are both cities of celebrity and entertainment. L.A., of course, is the entertainment capital of the world, where more movies are made than anywhere else, and it's a city that's a stage set in and of itself. Paris is the same. Paris is a setting in and of itself for movies, and there are so many well-known film directors, actresses, and actors that cross all the cultures. It's amazing how much they have in common in that way. Their awards are, we have awards for all of that, the Caesar Award and the Oscar Awards, and in fact, this year in L.A., there's an honorary Oscar for Lifetime Achievement going to Varda. And she's a creative film director that's, she did a movie in the 60s about Los Angeles. So it's this constant back and forth that go on between the two cities. They both have an impact.
You know, time
culture.
Is running out. Diane Vatican, give an overview of the book, please. We haven't talked about your book sufficiently.
Well, the book is the mixing and pairing of yesterday and today, the monumental and commonplace of L.A. and Paris with historical landmarks. It's divided into seven sections with landmarks, celebrity entertainment, glamour, sports and leisure, communicating ideas, the culture, food is a whole chapter, cities in motion, transportation. And the narratives at the beginning of each section I tried to make informative and interesting, providing insights to the pairs that follow. Long as the road from conception to completion, and it took about 3 years to do the book. We're exceptionally proud of it, and I'm happiest about the joy it gives to people. One's destination is never a place, but rather a new way of looking at things. And we're all looking for experiences to enjoy our life to the fullest. And both
do
of
you
these
have,
cities offer
do
that.
Do you have, Diane, do you have a favorite restaurant that you would like to mention? And
that would take another 10
and one
minutes.
In L.A. also.
One? That's impossible. That's like picking
favorite.
A favorite child and saying you love one more than the other. My goodness, I have so many favorites, and many of them are just around my neighborhood in Paris. One of them is called Le Gare Bistro de la Mouette. Dino's is my fave for Italian food. There's Bon for exquisite dining. This is all within two blocks of where I live. And across the street from where I live, the Epicerie that Bon Marché started in their whole separate store that's in the 7th is now across the street. They opened a second one.
And about
and
L.A.?
This is in Paris.
I can't wait
to go. I'm going to do a Thanksgiving dinner in Paris for my friends and family there.
What about favorites in L.A.?
I have a lot of favorites. Wolfgang Puck's restaurants are all faves of mine.
Oh, Puck, he's very nice.
He is the most famous chef of L.A.
He's been on America's Dining and Travel Guide a number of times.
Yes. So we could talk about him all day. We could talk about Alain Ducasse all day and his beautiful restaurant at the Plaza Athénée. Very different. You know, dining is much more casual here in L.A., and it's much more formal, elegant, important in Paris. the experiences are different. They really are.
Je vous remercie bien. I want to thank you very much for those who don't know French. Remercie bien. J'espère that we will meet again right here.
I hope so.
And I'll say à bientôt and à tout à l'heure. This was a pleasure to have you, Diane Radican. Good luck with a book called YLA and Pourquoi Paris. We will return with more of America's Dining and Travel Guide in just a few moments. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now, 800-303-3398.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, something different now on America's Dining and Travel Guide. We go overseas to meet the one and only Dina Moussaoui. Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide. How are things in London in the UK?
Hi, Pierre, and thank you for having me on the show. Things in London are good. Very cold at the moment. Winter has hit us, but otherwise things are good.
Now, you have written a very interesting book, and I want to quote something for those listeners. And the quote is, "At a time when the news is bombarding us with atrocities of the war in Syria, our Syria Recipes from Homer allows readers to forget the conflict, at least for a short time, and lets them, or lets you, the listener and readers, instead celebrate the splendor of that country's delicious foods." That is a marvelous quotation, because people think of Syria and nothing else but atrocities and terror and war. And I would like to hear your background. Where were you born?
Well, Dina? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, hello? I can hear you. I'm fine.
Okay. So I was born in the UK, but my family moved. They came over just to have me and then moved straight back to Baghdad. So I grew up, I spent my childhood years in Baghdad in Iraq before we came back to the UK because of the war. So I've spent the last two-thirds of my life in the UK. So that's my background.
But did you ever visit Damascus and Aleppo?
Yeah, I've been to Syria. Yes.
I know people are not going to go there currently. It's not on a travel list. But what were some of the exciting things that you remember about your visit to these cities, particularly Damascus in Syria? What do you remember?
Well, I think the history, apart from the food, of course, because I always kind of thought that Lebanese food was one of the most delicious cuisines in the world until I went to Syria and ate Syrian food, and I was like, wow. But apart from the food, the history, you know, the old town of Damascus is absolutely beautiful and thriving, and I think that's what stood out most to me. You know, with the bustling streets and the markets and the smells of food from very early in the morning, you know, you can get menaish on every corner. That's what kind of stood out for me, really, from Syria. Yeah.
Now, the recipes that you got came from certain group of refugees. Would you talk about that, please?
Yes. So my co-author, Itab, and I, we spent a lot of time in Beirut working on a theatre project with Syrian refugee women. And we did this over a couple of years. And we got to, we spent every day with them, and we got to know them really, really well. And they became our friends. And, you know, Arabic people are so hospitable. And a lot of the women would invite us back to their refugee camps for lunch. And, you know, every day we got a different invite from a different woman. And we spent a lot of time going back to their homes and eating with them. And they just create the most incredible food with nothing. You know, they have no resources, no appliances. And yet they can cook a huge feast. And we just really enjoyed it. And we finished the theatre project. And then we came back to the UK and kind of decided that we had so many great stories that we had shared with these women, partly because of the theatre project, but also, you know, when you're cooking and eating together, you just naturally share stories and gossip about, you know, different things. And so we had these great stories and great recipes, and we thought it would be great to share those with a Western audience. And we asked the women, and they were really, really pleased and were more than happy to kind of be part of the project. So that's how we kind of came up with some of the recipes.
Dina Mosawi, live from London in the UK, the capital, of course, of Great Britain, along with Itab Azam, wrote a book called Our Syria, Recipes from Home. What are some of the outstanding ingredients that need to be in someone's pantry in order to cook Syrian-type food, or shall we say Middle Eastern, because Lebanon, Syria, even Israel combine certain things to make it Middle East, Jordan, and so forth. Go ahead, please, Dina.
So there are certain ingredients that I always have in my pantry. One of them is pomegranate molasses, which is an absolute must, and particularly Syrian food uses a lot of pomegranate molasses in, you know, sweet food, but mostly in savory food. I always have tahini in my cupboard because you can do so many different things with tahini. I also have a jar of seven spices that we call baharat, which is a mixture of seven different spices, and we use that in a lot of dishes as well. So those are kind of, oh, and za'atar, of course. You can never not have za'atar in the cupboard if you're Arabic. And there's so many great creative things you can do with za'atar. Samak as well, a jar of samak, I always have that. I'd say those are the kind of staple things that you should always have in your, the dry things you should always have in your cupboard.
Who did the photography, which is very beautiful, color photography, in the book called Our Syria, Recipes from Home? My guest, Dina Mosawi, who along with Itab Azam wrote that book. So about these beautiful photographs and pictures, speak about it, would you please, Dina?
Yeah, so so the photography, the actual photos of the actual dishes were done by Liz and Max Harala Hamilton, who are a British couple, and they do a lot of food photography. But then some of the photos were taken by somebody in Aleppo who we know, who's a photographer still living in Aleppo, and we wanted to kind of capture what it's like in Syria today. And because neither Itab or I are there, so we asked somebody who's kind of there to take photos. So some of them are taken by him, and a couple of the ones that are of me and Itab in the refugee camps are taken by a photographer, a friend of ours who is based in Beirut, called Tabitha. And then some photographs are by another friend of ours called Susanna, who had spent time in Syria and had some images from Syria. So it's kind of a mixture of different photographers.
Marvelously done.
It's really nice and colorful.
Very colorful and very expressive.
Yeah.
The introduction, meze, what is meze? Would you explain that, please? Dina?
Yeah, so mezze is, it's kind of like a table full of lots of different small dishes, a bit like the Spanish have tapas dishes. So in the Middle East, we have mezze. You might find some hummus on there, a bowl of olives, some vine leaves, a bit of salad, a bowl of yogurt with za'atar. There's lots of different dishes that you can have as a mezze. And quite often, actually, I find that when I go to a restaurant and they, you know, the first course is always a mezze. It's always like a spread of lots of different recipes. I'm actually quite full before they bring the main courses on because there's so much of it. But that's what mezze is, yeah.
Dina Massawi, what would you serve on a Thanksgiving Day, which you probably don't celebrate in England, in London, or in Lebanon, in Beirut, or Damascus? But what would you choose for Thanksgiving?
1 minute. Interesting question.
You can think about that for just a few moments. Live from London, England, an author of a beautifully done book, Our Syria, Recipes from Home, Dina Massawi, along with her co-author Itab Assam, will return and give you a taste of that fabulous food that you might enjoy right here in this beautiful country of ours, the United States of America. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host. Back in a moment.
Hefer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Hefer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit hefer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Live from London, none other than the author of Our Syria, nothing to do with the terrible things that are going on there right now, the atrocities, the terror, and so forth. Dina Massawi, who along with her co-author Itap Assam wrote the book, and they received recipes from refugee female women that they interviewed and talking about Syrian delicacies. Now, I ask a difficult question. Live from London, Dina Massawi, did you think about something for Thanksgiving that people can do here in the United States, Dina?
I did, yes. I've kind of designed you a whole menu. So I would start with the usual meze, and I would do lots of small dishes. Among them, I would do like a red pepper and walnut dip, which is in the book, and a smoked aubergine dip called baba ganoush. And
baba ganoush,
salad is a great.
I had baba ganoush, yes, many different times when I visited that part of the world. I'm familiar.
Did you?
With Damascus,
yeah, yeah.
And go ahead. Baba ganoush,
yeah,
and on.
Very popular. It's a very, and then I would make tabbouleh salad. Did you have that? Because that's also very popular and it's
tabbouleh,
really healthy.
Yes.
It's loads and loads of, yeah, loads of parsley, so lots of vitamin C. And I would make kibbeh. So I would do meat kibbeh and pumpkin kibbeh if there's any vegetarian. So chickpea and pumpkin kibbeh, which are small deep fried balls, but they're absolutely delicious. And, you know, I'd have salads and yogurt and olives as well. And then I think I would have an aubergine feta, which is aubergines with crispy bread and yogurt and pomegranate seeds and pine nuts and parsley on top. It's absolutely a winner every time you have people around for dinner or lunch. And then as a main course, I would do frikeh, which is a smoked green meat served with chicken.
And then for dessert, I know that you would have pumpkin pie, and I absolutely love pumpkin pie, but we don't have that recipe in our book, so I would serve turmeric cake instead. So there you go. That would be my Thanksgiving dinner.
Sounds delightful. Now, why don't you walk the listeners and myself? I'm Pierre Wolf, host of America's Dining and Travel Guide. I have the one and only Dina Massaoui live from London, England. Walk us to some of your favorite restaurants, recipes, as they appear in the book called Our Syria. Go ahead, Dina, please.
Well, one of my favorite recipes is the red pepper and walnut dip, which is so simple to make, and yet really, really delicious. And it's been a huge winner, and everybody who has bought the book has made that dip and absolutely swears by it and loves it. And it's just really easy. You just need a food processor, and you just put all the ingredients in the food processor, whiz it up, and then it's ready, you know, ready to serve with some flatbread. So that's one really great recipe. Another one that I'm going through the book right now, which I wasn't going to mention, but as I've seen it, I've gone, oh, yeah, this is so simple. It's roasted cauliflower with cumin, and that's exactly what it is. You just roast the cauliflower in the oven, and then you make a dressing with garlic, salt, olive oil, lemon, and ground cumin, and you pour it on top. And it's just so simple and yet so absolutely delicious.
Dina, if people travel or eat here in the United States, at a Syrian restaurant, they can't forget about kebab. And the meshwi is in your book, a beautiful photograph.
Yes.
Explain what I'm talking about, the meshwi, please. Dina?
Yes. So, I mean, meshwi is so important to all Middle Eastern cuisine, but Syrian as well. And actually, people in Syria during the summer would go and make homemade barbecues. You know, they'd just put two bricks on the ground and some charcoal in between the bricks, and then put like a grate on top. And then literally they would do that on the streets, in the parks, everywhere, and just have this barbecue. Meshwi means grilled. That is also in our recipe book, and you can have mixed grill. You know, you can have beef kebab, lamb skewers, chicken skewers, and you kind of make your skewers with tomatoes and onions and chilies and that kind of thing, and you just kind of grill them on a barbecue or on a grill in your home.
Lamb,
so that's really, really famous.
Lamb, Dina Massaoui, is very popular in the Middle East, isn't it? Are there some lamb recipes in your book, please?
Yes.
Talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Dina Massaoui?
Yes. So apart from that one, we have one called Maldoum, which is eggplant and lamb kebabs. And that's kind of, it's eggplant and potatoes and green peppers and tomatoes and herbs and spices as well, and lamb. And you kind of, you can serve them in any way you want, but we serve them kind of in one big flat pan with a tomato sauce in the bottom, and then you kind of arrange it in a kind of circle going round, taking the shape of the pan. And that's a very popular dish as well.
As we are nearing the end of this interview, live from London, England, Dina Massaoui, give us some desserts. That's what comes to mind. Quickly, please. Dina?
Desserts, yes. Well, a turmeric cake is very unusual, and lots of people really love that, and it's very simple to make. It's a flour-free cake. It looks absolutely beautiful, and we dressed it with rose petals and pistachios. There's lots of biscuits in there as well, and there's some desserts that are tricky to make, but some that are really, really simple. My particular favorite is the stuffed sweet pancakes that you stuff with walnuts and ricotta cheese and you deep fry them and pour sugar syrup on top. So, Assyrians love sugar syrup, by the way. Nearly every dessert has sugar syrup on it. It's great.
Okay, live from London, England, Dina Massawi. I thank you very much. Good luck with a book called Our Syria. Where's the book available, Dina?
It's available in all major bookstores across the U.S. Barnes and
very
Noble,
good.
Get it in
there. Say hello to everyone you meet in London, England. I hope the weather is not as cold as you described, and I hope that you are well and continue to produce good books. And all of you, don't go away.
Thank you very much.
Second hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide straight ahead. And now it's time to say, a bientôt tout le monde, à tout à l'heure, auf Wiedersehen. Don't you go away. You'll enjoy the second hour.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.